For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. Now that the Connecticut legislature has taken control over its own television network, some advocates of government transparency are questioning the move. After 18 years of providing extensive coverage of all three branches of state government with complete editorial control, CTN was in a prolonged contract dispute over that very issue with the General Assembly's Office of Legislative Management. They wanted all content matters to be decided by a bipartisan group of lawmakers. Then the Public Affairs Network was dealt a 65% budget cut, a move that prompted CTN's parent, CPAN, to shut down the network for good last Friday. But OLM wasted no time taking control of the network. In a letter last Friday, OLM urged CTN staff to fill out a job application in the hopes the network would be staffed and ready to go Monday morning. Sherry Quickmeyer, executive director of the government watchdog group Connecticut Common Cause, described the turn of events as stunning.
The demise of CTN is going to make it easier for those who are holding power in Hartford to avoid scrutiny. And I fear that this is going to invite more of the corruption that plagued our state just a few years ago. And ultimately, this is going to weaken our democracy.
In a statement, Connecticut State Comptroller Kevin Lembo called for the state to immediately restore CTN editorial independence, saying, quote, "Public trust in government at near historic lows will only further deteriorate if Connecticut fails to continue CTN's services." WNPR reached out to the Office of Legislative Management's Executive Director James Tracy, who refused to comment on the situation at CTN. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.